Welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God the praise this day, for it's by His mercies that we have not been consumed. Great is His faithfulness, and great is His mercies that He bears with us every single day. We give the Lord praise for giving us one more day.
Amen.
It's Glorious Friday, and we are here to pray. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, we should not forget, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with a yoke or bondage. The liberty that Christ has won for us is precious, and we must hold on to that liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must work with that liberty for His glory. He didn't save us just for us to put it to waste, but rather to maximize that which He has won for us, to put it to use, to serve Him, to work for Him and with Him, so that the liberty that Christ has won for us would be profitable and not be a waste. Today we are praying concerning standing up by holiness and integrity. As music ministers, we must reflect on Christ's holiness and integrity to stand out gloriously. Holiness, being set apart unto fulfilling that which the Lord, our Father in heaven, had assigned Him to do. He said, my meat is to do my Father's will and to complete it. Not meddling with others, but being set apart unto that which He had been assigned to. We must not follow the world and be like the world. We must separate ourselves unto our God and unto our King. He has bought us with His precious blood, and we must not put that to waste. We have to ensure that we set ourselves apart unto Him. We are accountable to our Savior. It is not the world that saved us. The world is fallen and headed towards destruction, eternal condemnation. Our Savior, who has bought us with His precious blood, giving us eternal life. We must not be carried away by our talents and our abilities and our skill. We must every single day walk in reverence and in fear that we are accountable to someone who created us, and for which every time, you see that at Bethel Encounter, every day we pray for God's mercies. Perhaps we have missed His will somewhere. We keep daily walking in the fear of God, so that it would not be that we would think that we were right and yet we may have erred. The Lord help us to constantly set ourselves apart unto Him, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Integrity, not only about when people are around, do we put in the effort to do that which is right, but even when we're alone. Sometimes when we are sharing the word of God, or when we are publicly discharging our duties, we do it with vigor, we do it with passion, but sometimes it's just to satisfy or to move human emotions or to seem, as it were, to please men and to please people. But in our heart of hearts, we must understand and we have to be fully persuaded that the course on which we have taken or that which we are pursuing in reverence and in service to God is not to please men, but that it is truly embedded in our hearts, that which we desire to do, to dedicate our lives in service to God. Let us not be just men pleasers, but in our heart of hearts, let us be fully involved in what we do unto our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holiness and integrity, it can never be by the strength of any man or woman. Paul would even desire that he could do away with certain things and yet he will come back to God. And our weakness brings us closer to him for us to depend on him. Because even your strength could turn you into being prideful and there again you miss it. As a matter of fact, if not for our Savior Jesus Christ, no man could ever stand. And we thank our Lord Jesus that it is by his mercies that he has imputed his righteousness upon us, that in setting ourselves apart unto him, it will be pleasing unto him and not just an effort gone waste, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are praying today according to Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, but even before that we see in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 that it's written clearly, the Lord says that be holy for I am holy. And we are praying from Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, which says that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Which light is that? The light of Christ Jesus. That which he has instructed us to do. In fulfilling his will, we shine forth his light, not the light of the world. We are supposed to shine forth his light to become the light of the world. For the world which gropes in darkness, to see his light through us, and also desire to be like him as they see us reflect his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are praying that Father in heaven, please let my life and music reflect your holiness. Let my life and music reflect your holiness. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. For it to be about you and not about others or people. Not about men, but about you, about your will, about your desire, about your instructions. Second prayer, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Psalm 24 verse 3 to 4. Let our worship ascend unto our King because of clean hands and a pure heart. So we pray that Father in heaven, please cleanse my heart and hands for your service. Please cleanse my heart and my hands for your service. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's lift up our voice. Third and last prayer, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The integrity of the righteous shall guide them. That is to say, and you know the scripture which says that he leadeth me beside still waters. Beside still waters means that you have peace. Troubled waters are the opposite of still waters. Still waters, you experience peace in the midst of abundance. And so, he leadeth me beside still waters. Here you see the integrity of the upright shall guide them. That means that when our minds are focused on his word, by which he leads us, and we stick to it, we shall be guided. We shall be guided. For instance, you are rendering accounts. It's not that when the others not around, then you machine figures and you set aside integrity and machine figures. When trouble comes and you are arrested, then you cry foul. No. We must keep integrity, sticking to his word, and we cannot do it by our strength. We cannot do it by our strength because it comes in various ways, and that is why we are here to pray. We are praying that Father in heaven, please guide me by your integrity in all I do. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, please guide me by your integrity in all I do in the name of Jesus.
me alive to Christ Jesus. Please, I call upon you to do that today. It is not everyone who got the opportunity. Some lost their lives before they ever had this opportunity. But today, if you are hearing God's voice calling you to turn away from your wicked ways or turn away from your past ways and to surrender your life fully unto Him, it is my prayer that you will hear this and do so immediately. Because it is appointed unto man once to die and after death judgment. If you can give your life to Christ today, immediately you'll be translated from the kingdom of darkness and death into the kingdom of His dear Son, which grants you eternal life. And so please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day I come before you. Please, I surrender my life fully unto you. I turn away from every wicked way, and I ask, Lord, that fill me with your Holy Spirit, and Lord, grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you. I thank you that as I've surrendered my life to you today, I thank you that I'm born again, born by your Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, I give you praise, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I just want to worship our holy God because there's none like Him. Hallelujah. Oh, Biarani Ho, Tisa. To Christ in this service, please ensure that you contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call us or send us a message on this number 026-000-9090. God bless you and you're welcome to the family of God.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.